Good morning to those in the auditorium, and good morning to those on the phone. I am Lillian Wu, the chair of the Committee on Women in Science, Engineering, and Medicine. And we're also affectionately called CWISM. Our committee serves as the focal point on gender for the three academies. And these are the Institute of Medicine, the National Academy of Sciences, and the National Academy of Engineering. And this morning, on behalf of CWISM, I want to welcome you to our second workshop, focusing on critical transition points. And this workshop will be on preparing women scientists and engineers to transition successfully into entrepreneurship. Now, this topic is a continuation of our workshop from last year, where we discussed critical transition points in the academic career. And we also, at the workshop, touched on the increasing importance of interdisciplinary careers and disciplines. And both of these topics are closely related to the very large and complex and interdisciplinary problems that we face today as a society. You know, these problems that we face in the environment, in energy, in water, in our food, in healthcare. You know, undoubtedly, scientists and engineers and medical professionals are going to play an important role in solving these problems. But we want to make sure that women fully participate in finding the solutions to these problems. And we want to make sure that women fully participate in building the organizations that will create jobs and that will create the solutions in these areas. And it will be very important for women to start companies, to become entrepreneurs, to start new businesses inside established organizations, established companies, and the government, and also to be social entrepreneurs, to focus on social issues in these domains. But unfortunately, many of us are quite concerned about the fact that women are not transitioning to become entrepreneurs, certainly not at the same rate as men. If you take a look at the VC-funded companies, very small percentage are founded by women or owned by women. And this is true across the board. If you look at the biotech industry, which requires large financial and people investments when you form a company, this is the case. If you look at the IT industry, where very often just a few individuals in their homes can start a company, that's also the case. Yesterday, I was actually struck by looking at the Sunday New York Times business section. There's a picture of a IT company that's being formed, the all male. So this is why. And if you look at studies that are beginning to be done on this topic, this is a persistent problem. And I'll give you one example. I was recently talking to Ed Roberts, who's the chair of the MIT Entrepreneurship Center, and he gave me the following set of troubling observations. And these observations are based on his work on the MIT entrepreneurship ecosystem, where they have interviewed living MIT alum in their activities in forming companies. And he said to me, even in the decade of the 90s, women alum were only up to about half the pro rata rate of forming companies as their male classmates. 10% instead of 20%. Women form their companies on average 2 years later in their lives than men. Women form multiple companies far less often than men. Women are far more likely to form companies alone than are men. Now, this is important because in Ed's studies, the success rate goes up with the number of founders. So founding it alone is an issue. Their firms are more service-based rather than manufacturing and end up raising less initial capital and generate much smaller revenues and fewer employees. Another study from the same center done by Fiona Murray, who has focused on biotech companies, has also found that, in this very important role for startups, being on the scientific advisory board, women are invited far less than men, and that is an issue. So this workshop is going to, our goal will be to understand better what are the barriers for women becoming entrepreneurs, and as well as what it takes to succeed. We'll hear the results from several important studies and also from women who have been very successful as entrepreneurs. In addition, on day one, we'll be discussing how to educate and prepare women. And we'll also come back to a very important topic which we surfaced in our first workshop, which is what is the role of the very long postdoc training period? What does that, the impact of that on making career choices? On the second day, we're going to also talk about alternative models for entrepreneurship. I mentioned earlier, the intrapreneurship, which is starting large business, starting new businesses inside established organizations. We'll hear from two women, and also social entrepreneurship. These are all important in their own right and important in helping us build this 21st century organizations. So I'm just going to stop here and just say that how much I appreciate everyone who's here today and our speakers traveling here and also all the participants and looking forward to hearing your remarks. Thank you.